Welcome to Locked On Sixers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. And this Monday, we're going to talk about, as expected, Ben Simmons and his injury. As most, if you don't know, I mean, it's been a big story over the weekend. Ben Simmons fractured his fifth metatarsal in his right foot. Sources are saying that it's a Jones fracture, similar to the injury that Kevin Durant had a couple seasons ago. Right now, people are saying that Ben Simmons probably will miss 3 months. And that's a huge hit for the Sixers. And we'll talk about that. But first, you know, I just want to let you guys know that you need to keep listening to this podcast, Locked On Sixers. It's going to be a podcast that comes out 5 days a week. We discuss everything pertaining to the Sixers. But not only just listen to Locked On Sixers, listen to everything on the Locked On Network. This gives you the in-depth information on everything. Pro sports, fantasy, basketball, fantasy football, everything that you need to know. So keep your eyes out for our next podcast have your headsets or whatever ready so you can listen in. But now let's just talk about this Ben Simmons thing and what it means to the Sixers. You know, the Sixers right now are preaching patience with Simmons. The team is trying to find a silver lining in this familiar territory of another injury. I mean, let's think about it. In 2013, the Sixers drafted Nerlens Noel. The guy was just coming off of a torn ACL in his left knee. He didn't play his rookie year. They sat him out. The following season, the Sixers go out there and they draft Joel Embiid, a guy who just had navicular bone surgery to repair it in his right foot to repair his navicular bone. That's 2014. Last year, the Sixers draft Jahlil Okafor with the 3rd overall pick. Here's a guy who tears his meniscus in the middle of the season and then basically misses the final 23 games. So this team has dealt with these type of sort of, I don't want to call them tragedies, but very bad situations when it comes down to injuries. So here we are now. The prize guy, the guy who's to get the first overall pick in the draft, is Ben Simmons. He suddenly becomes the face of the franchise. Last year, the Sixers had a total of around 7,000 season tickets. They were on pace to sell an additional 10,000 this season, bringing their season ticket total up to 17,000. And the guy responsible for that breaks his foot. Now, what do the Sixers do? That's what I want to talk about now. What do they do? So you got a fan base who really wants to see this guy play. But then at the same time, you want this guy to be the future. You want this guy to be have a successful career, be of the likes of the Allen Iversons, the Dr. J's, the Moses Malones, the Charles Barkley's, all the greats who played for the Philadelphia 76ers. So what do you do? Do you bring them back to basically satisfy the fans and get everyone happy to bring the excitement here? Or do you sit them out this entire year? That's a question that they really have to ask themselves. Because the thing is, even if he's healthy, this injury can reoccur. It can refracture. It happened to Kevin Durant. And not only that it can refracture in that foot, a lot of times people come back and they overcompensate, like Kevin Durant did. And he had other issues with his legs. The latest person to come back too early or I shouldn't say too early, but came back within the same, like, couple months later, was Cameron Payne. He had the injury last season. He had a surgery this summer. Well, Cameron Payne wanted to play, and he had another stress fracture in his foot. Not the same one, but another stress fracture. He didn't have the Jones fracture. He had another stress fracture in the same bone, in the fifth metatarsal. So, you know, the Sixers have a lot to think about. Me, personally, you know, I would think long and hard about playing them this year. Hey, I'm leaning towards sitting the guy out. I think that when you get down to the point of this guy being your long-term future, sometimes you have to make some decisions that may disappoint the fans, that may disappoint him because, you know, he wants to play. But at the same time, is his health. Let's face it, there's two people on this roster right now who, if they're not healthy, everything is all for naught, or you're starting all over again from scratch. One being Ben Simmons, the other person being Joel Embiid. And there, Joel Embiid, you know, the guy we talked about who had the navicular bone, you know, this is his first year playing. And he's going to play in a minute restriction. He's not going to play on back-to-back nights. So they're being very cautious with him. They need to be, you know, being as though he injured the foot 2 years in a row. But at the same time, you cannot afford to get Ben Simmons hurt. You can't. He's the face of the franchise. This is his team. And in order for them to move forward, he has to stay healthy. Now, you know, it's funny. The teammates are, you know, talked about it. They initially, everybody was shocked and hurt over the injury. And that makes a lot of sense because, you know, there's a team that wanted to get over the tanking. And they're not going to tank this year, but what I mean is they wanted to get over the hurt and the disappointment and all the things that went along with tanking. And Ben Simmons was going to help provide that. So, you know, initially everyone was sad, but now it's time to move forward and talk to him and try to go on to the next stage. You know, Joel Embiid talked to him, and this is what he said. He said, I told him to keep his head up, and everything is going to be okay. Patience. And I don't know when he's going to have surgery, but there are a lot of good doctors around. So I think he's going to be okay. Now, I think he'll be okay, too, if they take their time and don't bring him back. And what I mean by that is don't bring him back, you know, rather sooner than later. I know they're saying 3 months, but if it has to take longer for him to be not just 100%, but, you know, be comfortable where he's not going to overcompensate, he's not going to think about the foot. Hey, you know, if you got to take a season, so be it. Take that season. You know, but the thing is, the good thing about the Sixers is that what they did is, you know, they went out there and they brought Dario Saric over this year. Dario Saric was a guy they acquired in the 2014 draft, but he was playing over in Turkey. He comes over this year. He's going to be a rookie just like Ben Simmons. And much of the problem was that he and Ben Simmons had a similar skill set. So some people felt that you would have a hard time getting both of those guys on the floor. Well, it seems like, you know, it's great to have him now. It's great to get this guy on the floor and get him playing. So I expect him to assume the role that Ben did. Now, again, he won't be running a point sometimes like Ben Simmons would have been doing, but he's going to be a versatile power forward just like Ben is, but he's just not as athletic. But on the plus side for the Sixers, he's a better shooter than Ben. So whereas, you know, he can do certain things that Ben can't. Now, if you're asking me who's the better player, Ben Simmons is, and if you're asking me who would I rather have out there, of course I would rather have Ben Simmons out there. But right now, it's just that Dario is a solid option for this ball club. Also, I think that now it's one of those things where Jeremy Grant was going to play the three. He's a power forward for the Sixers, but he's versatile enough to slide down to the three, small forward spot. Now you have to bring him back to the four, and he'll be the backup power forward. Now, I think they'll have some lineups where they'll have both of the bigs out there, both of the centers. Like, you'll have possibly Joel Embiid paired with Nerlens Noel, Joel Embiid paired with Jahlil Okafor. But all three of those guys are actually listed as centers. So I think that Jeremy is going to be the backup power forward. And that's good for him, because as much as he's learning the three, he looks a little bit more comfortable at the four. Okay, so, you know, the Sixers, this is a bad deal. It sets them back because, you know, it's going to slow up their process. You know, and heck, this team, and it may slow up the win. It's going to definitely, not may, but it's going to definitely slow up the wins and loss total. Because, you know, here's a team that went 10-72 last year. You know, some people thought that this team could win 25 games this year, with the addition of Ben Simmons, with the addition of Joel Embiid, the additions of Gerald Henderson and Jared Bayless and Sergio Rodriguez. However, you know, from what we all know and what we all saw during the preseason, you know, Ben Simmons is by far the best player on the team. And if you lose him, it's going to be hard for you to, you know, possibly get these 25 wins. Not saying that it's not going to happen, but it's just going to be way tougher for them to do it than it had been had he played this year or played for the whole season, which won't happen. You know, right now, the earliest he'll probably return will probably be sometime in January. That's if he returns this season. But the Sixers seem optimistic. They're hurting. They know that they lost a great player for at least half this season. What they're going to try to do is they're going to try to see if they can have him working on his shot while seated in a chair. That's something that they did with Joel Embiid his first year. They're also going to get him in there and do as much film study as he can. You know, Jared Bayless said that this isn't a bad thing totally because, you know, what he can do is he can sit from the sidelines and learn the NBA game as opposed to going out there, you know, and just going through the growing pains. He can sit around and learn and study. I would rather him go through the growing pains if he wasn't if he wasn't healthy. But, you know, everything will work out for the Sixers. It just won't be the season that some of the fans envision. And, you know, my hope is that the Sixers think long and hard and don't cave in to, you know, the excitement and the buzz that this team has had and will possibly lose because this guy is injured. The goal is for this team to be an elite team in a couple of years, and they're not going to be an elite team this season. We all know that. So it's one of those things, just be careful. I know that he wants to get back out on the floor. I know that everyone else wants him out on the floor. But, you know, you got to think long and hard because this is the future of the franchise and you can't afford him getting re-injured. I want to thank everyone for listening to this latest podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Sixers if you want to get all the latest info on your team. And don't shy away from subscribing to all the Locked On Sixers podcasts. Thank you, and have a great day.